I played a composition by Robert Stolz. It's foolish, but it's fun. It's fun. Here's another composition of Robert Stolz.
Don't ask me why I'm leaving. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why I'm grieving. Don't ask me why. Oh, I just want to tell you I'll miss you so and love you forever. Forget you never, though you may hear me sighing. Don't ask me why. I know you'll see me crying. Don't ask me why. Tomorrow to a new love, you'll whisper you're a true love. Then no more you'll be asking me why.
Happened quite. May have been the summer night. May have been, well, who can say? Things just happen anyway. All I know is I said yes, hesitating more or less. And you kissed me where I stood, just like any fellow would. And when I told them how wonderful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. I think your lips, your eyes, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest thing that one could see. And when I tell them, and I'm certainly going to tell them, that I'm the girl whose boy one day you'll be, they'll never believe me. How could they believe me? That from this great big world you've chosen me. tell them that I'm the girl whose boy one day you'll be. They'll never believe me. How could they believe me? That from this great big world you've chosen.
Tony Martin recorded Don't Ask Me Why, written by Robert Stolz with lyrics by Joe Young. And Tony was accompanied by the orchestra conducted by David Rose. That was followed by They Didn't Believe Me, one of the landmark musical productions. The Girl from Utah introduced that in New York in 1914. Music by Jerome Kern, lyrics by Herbert Reynolds. And that song was introduced in that show by the singer you heard, Julia Sanderson. They Didn't Believe Me. Clock Jump, written by Count Basie and identified with him. The recording you just heard was made in Sydney in the 1940s by Abe Roman and his band.
who's kissing her now. Wonder who's teaching her how. Wonder who's looking into her eyes, breathing sighs and telling lies. I wonder who's buying the wine for the lips that I used to call mine. Wonder if she ever tells him of me. I wonder who's kissing her now. Tells him of me. I wonder who's kissing her now.
That was Stan Kenton and his orchestra. Recording from 1947, the song was written in 1931 by Moises Simons, The Peanut Vendor. Before that, a recording by Perry Como in 1948, a hit for Perry, I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. It was an old one. Music by Joseph Howard, lyrics by Will Hoff and Frank Adams. It's getting close to my singer of renown time. But I've got now a couple of Butte recordings from a 1937 Warner Brothers film titled Mr. Dodd Takes the Air.
Yeah, oh baby, what I couldn't do with plenty of money and you, in spite of the worries that money brings. Just a little filthy lucre buys a lot of things, and I could take you to places you'd like to go. But outside of that, I'm no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, the strife and of evil. But I'm certain, honey, that life would be sunny with plenty of money and you.
Yes, yes. Oh, brown skin baby, what I could do with the pocket full of money and you. Yeah, in spite of the worry money brings, yeah. Just a little filthy lucre buys a whole lot of things. I could take you to places that you would like to go. Outside of that brown skin, I've got no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and of evil. But I'm certain, brown skin, I've got you under my skin with a pocket full of money and you. Double up that, Charlie.
Buys a lot of things, and I could take you to places you'd like to go. But outside of that, I'm no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, no strife and of evil. But I'm certain, honey, that life would be sunny, sunny, honey, money and you.
Dictionary. So I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Thank you. dictionary. So I am borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, to tell you that you're just too wonderful to marvelous for a while.
The Inkspots sang With Plenty of Money in You, and Katie Noonan, Too Marvellous for Words. Both songs written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren for a 1937 Warner Brothers film. It's time for me to introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. It's a singer whom you had the opportunity to hear perform in Australia in 2014. Most of her career was in the USA. She was born in the USA, and she was an actress and a singer. Career spanning six decades, which included television, motion pictures, musical theatre and recordings, of course. I refer to Bernadette Peters. Bernadette Peters is my singer of renown for this week.
Sentimental music, sweet and low. Lamps upon the tables wink and glow. All the smiling waiters seem to know exactly how I feel. I'm dancing with my honey. My honey's close to me, and I haven't got a worry in the world. I'm happy as a bluebird. How happy can you be? I haven't got a worry. Cares of day, my honey's arms are sighing in joyous while you may. I'm dreamy as a lovebird. How dreamy can you be? My heart is in a flurry, my pulse is in a hurry, but a flurry, my pulse is in a hurry, but I haven't got a worry. I haven't got a worry in the
My singer of renown for the last week of August, Bernadette Peters, sang I Haven't Got a Worry in the World, written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II in 1946 for a play in New York. The play was titled Happy Birthday. I wonder if Bernadette Peters sang it in her concerts in Australia 10 years ago. My next selection is from a New York show from 1983.
Left of summer but a faded rose. The best of times is now. As for tomorrow, well, who knows, who knows, who knows. So hold this moment fast,
hold it fast.
And live and love as hard as you know how.
You know how.
And make this moment last,
hold it fast.
Because the best of times is now. Is now. Times is now.
The Best of Times, written by Jerry Herman for a 1983 New York show called La Cage aux Folles, which I believe translates as The Cage of Mad Women. It was sung by Perry Como with the orchestra of Nick Perito. From 1983, I'm turning to the mid-1930s for my next two selections.
Thank you.
me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you bought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you come, I welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the Tom. You put me up on a throne. You let fall with a drop. And now I'm out of my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just at the scene of a bee, you turned the tables on me.
You Turn the Tables on Me, written by Louis Otter and Sidney Mitchell for a 1936 film called Sing Baby Sing. It was sung in the film by Alice Faye. I played a recording by the Swingettes with Jack Hilton's orchestra in Great Britain. And the following year, Alice Faye also sang this song in a motion picture. If I can get it, remember, recover what it was.
In a million years, could there be another you? I would shed a million tears if ever we were through. Never in a million moons could you ever be surpassed. And darling, for a million Junes, this love of ours will last. There would be no world for me if ever we would part. Where I go, your name will be right on the tip of my heart. For only once in every lifetime, someone just like you appears. Is there any greater glory, any greater thrill? No, never in a million years. We would part. Where I go, your name will be right on the tip of my heart. For only once in every lifetime, someone just like you appears. Is there any greater glory, any greater thrill? No, never in a million years. in a million years.
If it's really love that found its way here, oh, how am I to know? Will it linger on and leave me there? I dare guess at this strange happiness, for oh, how am I to know? Can it be that love has come to stay? Can it be that love has come to stay here?
Rosemary Clooney sang How Am I to Know with Nelson Riddle's Orchestra in 1960. The song had been written in 1929 by Dorothy Parker and Jack King. Before that, Never in a Million Years, written by Harry Revel and Mac Gordon for Alice Fader sing in a motion picture, but I play a recording by Bing Crosby with the orchestra of Jimmy Dorsey.
Promise to me. I have bought a home and ring and everything for my Jean. You are my inspiration, days are never blue. Now after all is said and done, my Jean, you are the only one. My Jean, yes, my Jean, that's you.
Let's get in on that.
My little Margie, I'm always thinking of you, Margie. I'll tell the world I love you, don't forget your promise to me. I have bought five new banana,
home ring and everything.
Margie, you are my inspiration, days are never blue. After all is said and done,
Margie, written in 1920 by Benny Davis and his colleagues, played by Graham Bell's band. And Graham Bell, I think, would have been the vocalist as well as the pianist, and the trumpeter would have been Bob Bernard.
In the twilight glow I see eyes crying in the rain, as we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again.
Sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go.
Jim Reeves sang Joe Allison's song, He'll Have to Go, and Slim Whitman, a song written by Fred Rose, Blue Eyes, Crying in the Rain.
Called out, change partners, and you waltzed away from me. Now my arms feel so empty as I gaze around the floor, and I'll keep on changing partners till I hold you once more. Though we danced for one moment, and too soon we had to part. In that wonderful moment, something happened to my heart. So I'll keep changing partners till you're in my arms and there. Oh, my darling, I will never change partners again.
Partners, written by Joe Darien and Larry Cohen, sung with great success by Patti Page.